This is Beans Beats Bankruptcy, and I'm Steve Avaletta. Today, we're going to be talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy. So today, we're going to be reviewing another drink at home blend of coffee. I mean, we're spending a lot more time working from home these days, and even myself, being like a bit of a social butterfly, I found myself working from my home office a bit more this week. So today we're going to be having a Hemingway house blend from Wollongong. And keeping in the theme of supporting the regional town, we're also going to be drinking it from Rhiannon Gill's Ceramics. And overall, the blend is fruity. It's quite refreshing and uplifting for a lovely cup of coffee and a great way to start the day. In the beat segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. So today we're going to be reviewing a track called Bread by Roy Boy. It's a really interesting electronic track, and the beats are, I guess, quirky and a little bit jungling, a little bit syncopated. The vocals are, a bit straightforward, a little bit simplistic, but the words are very interesting and quite apt. Workability, though, it's like about a 4 out of 10. However, it is pretty uplifting and it's quite relevant to the area bankruptcy talking about today, being a bit of a reference to cash. So I'm really excited to get down to brass tacks at the moment and move on from the basics. And we're really going to start talking about the law in greater detail in the context of bankruptcy and the Bankruptcy Act. And now that we've considered, you know, what is bankruptcy? How do you become bankrupt? How do you get out of bankruptcy? And what's covered? And what type of property is covered by bankruptcy? We now start to think about what happens after you go bankrupt. And one of the things that really does happen, and it can be quite confronting for people, is that a bankruptcy trustee is appointed to investigate the affairs of your bankrupt estate and to check, you know, transactions that you would have entered into and to monitor your affairs for those 3 years and 1 day as a minimum. So a thing that comes up commonly is what's called avoidable transaction. An avoidable transaction in the context of bankruptcy is a transaction which can be investigated and otherwise looked at by a bankruptcy trustee and then can be attacked in four potential ways under sections 120 through 123 of the Bankruptcy Act. And overall, these types of avoidable transactions are transactions that if the bankruptcy trustee is satisfied that, you know, certain prerequisite things can happen, then they can approach the court for relief as against either third parties related to the bankrupt or unrelated third parties to effectively recover additional funds for the benefit of the creditors of the bankrupt estate, which otherwise don't form part of the initial property that vests in the bankruptcy trustee. So the four categories of avoidable transactions are transfers under value, so pursuant to section 120 of the Bankruptcy Act, transfers under section 121, so secondly, section 121 being transfers made with the intention to defeat creditors or otherwise deny creditors property which would otherwise be available to them. The third category is a transaction voidable under section 122, which is a unfair preference, so a transfer or transaction to give one creditor preference to the overall pool of creditors that are otherwise, you know, suffering in the context of a bankrupt estate and not having their debts paid in full or even in part sometimes. And then section 123 of the Bankruptcy Act being the fourth category, which is a bit more obscure and commonly, you know, arising less often. And that is transactions which can be voidable or transfers which can be otherwise affected or compensation which can be paid for services which have been rendered by a bankrupt without fair value. So going through each of those four categories very quickly and trying to keep today's episode quite short, a transfer of property are Four Below values exactly what it is. So if you have a transfer, it happens within a set period of time, and I would suggest you jump on our website and have a look if you want to know more about this type of transaction, and proper consideration is not paid, then depending on the circumstances, that might otherwise be clawed back by a bankruptcy trustee. The second category being a transfer to defeat creditors, that's pretty straightforward. If you have property which would otherwise form part of a bankrupt estate, and prior to bankruptcy, you transfer it out in circumstances where you knew or you ought to have known that you're, you know, suffering financial distress, and there is a legal test around it, then you're going to have issues, and the bankruptcy trustee is going to be able to claw that back. The third one, which is an unfair preference and common to corporate insolvency type matters as well, is one where a transfer or payment is made to one creditor, which gives them a return which is greater than what they otherwise would have got if they had participated in the bankrupt estate in the ordinary course. So the best example would be, say there's a bankrupt estate where there are no assets and the return to creditors would be zero, but you paid one particular creditor, say one that you knew and that you liked, 100 cents in the dollar, so you paid their full debt within the prescribed period of time, then that creditor can actually be attacked by the bankruptcy trustee in order to repay that money, so that that money can then be spread equally amongst all the creditors rather than one creditor being preferred over the other pool. And then fourthly, with respect to transfers or transactions which are effectively established under the personal services of a bankrupt. For example, if a bankrupt is a plumber and they do work effectively for free and they're not paid appropriately for that, and it's not a gift and it doesn't fall within certain exceptions, then a bankruptcy trustee might say, well, you don't just get to get the value of those personal services for free, particularly if certain tests are satisfied. Then a bankruptcy trustee can turn around and say, well, look, you know, the bankrupt was a plumber, they did work on your property. No, it's, you know, not for free. There was obviously a contractual or commercial arrangement there, and we want the value of those services. And because it does relate to personal services, this can be a really big issue for individuals in the entertainment industry or those that derive value or other incomes from their personal image and so on, and it can be problematic for a personal insolvency as well. So those are the four categories of avoidable transactions, and I've tried to deal with them pretty quickly, as you can see, and it's likely that we're going to have to get into them in greater and greater detail as the series goes on, and I'll try to find interesting cases which enunciate each of them. So look out for a few more episodes talking about the law a bit more generally, but in more detail than the basics, and then we'll talk about some interesting cases in the context of avoidable transactions soon.